We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve.
It brings me great pleasure, more pleasure than it should, to be a bubble burster in your world.
I could tell.
I like to.
You do. Right, and you found a good one this time.
I found a pretty decent way to burst a bubble. There are, I think this was trending on Reddit and stuff, and there are different people who've tried over the years to hold on to things in hopes that one day they would be their ticket out, their nest egg.
Yeah.
There was just a dude who found his old Pokemon cards.
Yes.
And it sold for, I believe, $107,000.
Hi.
But for the most part, if you're sitting on a pile of Pokemon cards, you know what you got there?
You got crap.
You got
most of them aren't worth.
You got some cardboard. If they're not mint gem and have the rare Charizard or whatever,
look at that.
I looked at the story because as I was reading, I was like, I got to know some of this because Steve's probably
when you gloat about this, yeah.
We want to know if you've got any crazy collections, or they can be worthless. They might actually be worth something, but it's just a crazy collection of something.
Yeah.
Apparently, and you may have watched this already. Have you watched Jack of All Trades?
A couple times, yeah. Or a couple episodes, or yeah.
Oh, it says it's a documentary on Netflix. You know more about it than I do. It's about a 38-year-old guy who goes back to revisit his childhood baseball card collection, thinking he's got the Honus Wagner in there. He's got cards that are literally worth less now than when he bought them at the dime store when he was a child 25 years ago.
I remember the part when he lugged all these things into the card store and he was going to get them all appraised. And when everyone told him, dude, these are worthless. No one cares about this stuff. He was so crushed because the emotional part of the whole story was his dad owned a comic book card store. And that's how he learned, and it has become estranged from his dad and had to rekindle his relationship with his dad.
So he thought this was his nest egg and his way back into his
father's
life.
Because his dad told
him,
hang on to all this stuff because one day it's going to be worth buku, and it's all worth
it. It's worth nada.
Yeah.
There are those of you who are probably sitting on some baseball cards worth nothing. You got any?
I ditched out on all what they're called common players, you know, the non-name players. I threw away all their cards like 5-6 years ago.
You did.
Saved the name player ones, the older ones, but because millennials really aren't into the collecting and stuff, that's another dying
hobby.
Yeah, cuz
they're slowly but surely going away. Beanie Babies, I remember everyone was into
the frenzy.
My kids are totally into it right now.
It's
the Thai pets. They're different. They have the great big eyes. You see them everywhere.
Oh, okay. The Thai pets.
But it's Thai pets by Beanie.
It used to be Beanie Babies by Thai.
So, but I don't think they're collecting them. They just want them.
Okay.
They have probably 100 and some of these things. They have like every, if a new one comes out and we're walking through, you know where they are all the time? Airport terminals.
What?
Yeah, so you're walking through and that store that has the keychains and stuff, yeah, they're $4.99 anywhere else.
Okay.
In an airport terminal?
Yes.
Good luck.
And so you have to buy them and then haul them to your destination?
Yeah, they're only like, what is that, 4 inches? I'm asking an action figure guy. Yeah. Oh, that looks like the standard 4-inch version.
Is that, they're pretty
small.
Make
them, and they make jumbo ones, but they just have a ton of the little ones. They even have little tiny ones, like they're the mini something.
Really?
But my kids are totally into it. But I don't think they're under any delusion that it's going to be worth something.
Because they're
someday.
Making a billion of all these things.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're in every store, but again, every airport, they're just everywhere.
Wow. Good for them.
But they're not, it's a crazy collection, but it's never going to be. You have so many toys in your basement. Are you saving them to make money or are you saving them?
Nostalgia.
Yeah.
Some were nostalgia, some were to make money. But the problem with the toy category industry is that the last 10 years, collecting toys, the market just took a crap.
Because your buddy was into my stuff.
Yes.
And Star Wars. He had the micro machines.
Right. And all pristine, unopened, in the original boxes. And so I turned around and gave you some. I don't think they're probably.
It was weird to take them out of the box for the first time 40 years after they were put
popular,
into a box.
Yeah.
And like he had held on, but it's like, it was a crazy collection, but worthless.
Yes. In fact, most of the, I like to brag about a lot of my collections. To be honest, most of them, yeah, they're not worth
it. It's more about the nostalgia of it all?
A little bit.
So if you're collecting something weird, I mean, we can talk about stuff you've bought, or if you're the person who's got every fingernail clipping they've had their whole lives.
Those weird collections.
It's sort of crazy collections or worthless collections. We want to hear what you're collecting. Somebody in Italy, this Sergio Bodini of Italy has been collecting newspapers since he was 10.
Newspaper.
He has amassed 1,444 different newspaper titles from 115 countries.
Jeez.
They may not be worth anything, but they did earn him the title of largest collector of newspapers of different titles.
Oh, like the Guinness World of...
He's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Dang, that's a hard collection.
He said when he was in school, he had a class project about newspapers and he fell in love with journalism. And ever since then, he's... been collecting papers.
Well, it'd be that newspapers are now more rare, daily, rarer every...
So my parents have my entire collection of Hot Wheels.
Ooh.
But they're all... I played with them.
So they're used, and they make a billion of everything in Hot Wheels.
But I have a few that I think, like...
Really?
I remember last time I was up there, I have a mint... It's not in the box, but I have a mint Smokey and the Bandit car.
Hang on to that because that's a TV. It's tied to TV because that TV collectors. Do you remember if you have the VW microbus with the little surfboards?
Because I did one, have that.
That is the
was
holy
it red?
Grail.
What color was that? I had, or was it kind of greenish?
Oh my gosh.
I remember.
It had the little surfboards.
Yes. The little white stuff on. Yes. I had that. That's, no, shut up. Is it worth something?
That one is one of the holy grails of Hot Wheels. Yeah, you had it. Yes.
We want your crazy collection stories. Listen to me. You know this is true. I had every single Disney movie, even though I'd never watched them, on VHS.
Right.
We had moved on as a country to DVD. I literally set them in front of my house and said, free. And they, most of them were still in the plastic. I'd never even unwrapped it. I heard like a copy of the original Lion King sold for...
on VHS.
Why would anybody want VHS?
Exactly. Everyone threw them away. Who want? You can't watch them anymore. But that made them more rare. And you had them all. And like you said, original unopened packaging.
I have family members who have boxes of Pogs.
Yeah, the cardboard discs, they're
little,
a penny a piece they cost to make, but they were...
At one point, they were worth...
Yes.
The highest price they ever went through was $1,595.
Dang it.
Right now, you can get just about anyone you want for a nickel on eBay.
Oh, they're up to a nickel.
Yay! All right, well, if you've got a creepy, crazy, weird, worthless collection, we'd love to hear all about it. Katie?
Yay.
What are you collecting?
Pac-Man.
Oh, Pac-Man.
Pac-Man, like the video? Like you have the big boxes, the huge arcade games, or you just have his face?
So it all started because my grandfather has one of those like 1980s tabletop player games.
Wow.
That's only Pac-Man.
Yep. Yeah.
And he taught me how to play when I was younger, and it's something that I'm going to get to inherit because I'm the only grandchild that learned his method of playing.
Nice.
And then I started finding all of these other Pac-Man things out there that I have beer glasses and shot glasses and belt buckles and purses, and I have a Pac-Man Snuggie.
You have like a shrine.
I do. It's fantastic and wonderful and a little creepy. But my husband supports it because his grandparents have one of the stand-up Pac-Man machines.
Yeah, the old arcade.
Back to.
Yep. Wow. Yeah.
You know what I want?
Which one?
That's, I played it at a hotel somewhere. They make it's a tabletop and they make a different version, but it's a tabletop with four controllers.
Yep.
And the four, you're playing against each other and against the thing, and last one standing wins.
That's rare.
I want that bad.
That one's hard to find.
Is it really?
Yeah.
They have those giant ones at like Dave and Buster's.
Yes. I was going to say, then they make the huge ones where you're watching on a big screen and then you just have your own joystick.
Okay.
But the one that's just the four of you around a tabletop. I would kill to have that in my basement.
Dang.
I want that so bad. Can you, without being weird, can you take a picture of your Pac-Man stuff and put it up on our Facebook page?
Blacker's Hooked.
I really want to see it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
And then can we come over and roll around and drink beer out of your Pac-Man glasses?
I'll bring you the Pac-Man Snuggie to wear for a show.
Wow.
Nice.
That is... Thank you for the call, Katie. We look forward to seeing the pictures.
Suddenly, that's not so worthless, is it?
It's weird. It's... Well... Okay. John?
Yay!
Yay!
What's your collection? What's your weird, wacky, crazy collection?
I have four children, so we were equal. We have 22 12-gallon totes full of Beanie Babies.
No way.
12-gallon tote, is that a bigger one? Is that one of the ones you put your dolls and stuff in?
Yeah, the bigger. Yeah, he's got a crap ton.
And you have 22 of those?
22 12-gallon totes.
And these are all from the original when they were popular way back in the day.
Oh, yeah, we had to hunt them down. There's some expensive ones like the All-Star Bears and the Canadian and the British and Lefty Righty.
So do you think you're going to hold on to them all out of sentimental value? Or are you going to start, like, trying to unload them? Or what's your deal?
Well, you know, the kids laugh. They said that's your retirement. But you know what? I'm more willing to give them each 5.5 totes
and let them deal with it.
There you go, kids.
I don't want to collect these anymore. That's awesome, John. Thank you for the call. Hannah.
Yay.
Yay.
Collections. What do you got?
So my mom-in-law, it's her collection. She collected the state quarters when they like first started coming out and it was a big deal. Yeah. And we'd like go out to eat or whatever with her and she'd pay with cash or we would or somebody. And she'd like dig through your hands to make sure that you didn't have a state quarter.
Do you have...
See, Slacker would do this too.
The big gray book that they can all... It's like a decorative. 2-foot by 3-foot big hardcover book and you shove... The first minted quarter in each one. I have it, but I don't know how many I have. I haven't opened it in a long time.
Oh, my God.
They would not have fit in there. But, like, we cashed them in this summer, and it was $8,000 worth of quarters.
Wait,
like,
is that face value, or they were worth more because she was...
Oh, no. No, it was just face value. She had, like, cartons of quarters all over her house.
Because you go down to Coinstar at, like, Safeway and just...
Because we all thought if we got the first run of them, it was going to be... But it's money.
It's 25
cents. They made more of it. You know, unless you have that 1906 penny that is somehow worth something.
Right.
The new runs of quarters, you're going to have to fast forward to the year 3000 before anybody gives a flying. Thank you for the call, Hannah. That sucks. But she had $8,000 worth. That's cool. Dorothy.
Yay.
What's your collection?
Well, so it started out with my stepmother saying, hey, I know your husband loves football. Why don't I have like a few football cards? Why don't we just give those to you? And I was like, yeah, that would be awesome. Well, it turned out to be 2 truckloads.
Truckloads
of football cards.
Truckloads.
Of football cards.
Is there anything worthwhile in there, or have you even gone through it all?
We've gone through it all. It's taken approximately 3 years.
Dang.
And we have a few, I would say probably around like 100 or 200 cards that might be worth something, but the rest are just like worth less than what they're printed on.
Yeah, they're just 2 truckloads of stuff that's got to go to the dump.
Right.
Oh my God.
Right. And my sister, I gave the ones that weren't worth much to my sister, and she's going to have a bonfire this summer with them.
Oh, so.
Yay! Flaming football players!
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.